Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account?
I was given this number Best Buy because I'm having refrigerator trouble, and that refrigerator's warranty has already expired. Am I calling the right number?
Did the store create a work order for the for service?
They didn't tell me that. No. They just gave us this number to call for potentially getting someone to come out to the house and look at it.
Okay. When was the refrigerator installed?
We got it in 2015, I believe. It's a Frigidaire.
Okay. See, even with the warranty, what store did you get it from? What's the name of the store?
We got it at the Best Buy in Chula Vista.
And see, they would have to create a, even with the warranty, the store would have to create a service.
Okay, because the warranty has expired. So no, so our understanding is that the warranty had already expired, and so when we called their repair line, they said they only work on active protection plans, or you know, and so we don't have that anymore. It had already expired, and we're having some refrigerator trouble. So I guess my mom, she's Spanish speaking, she was talking to somebody from Best Buy on the phone, and they told her to write this number down, XPO company, and we're calling this number. So that's kind of how we got to call
you. That means that they created a work order for the service. If Best Buy told you to call us, that means the order is in the system for the service. It doesn't matter if it's warranty or not. What is the phone number associated with this account?
It would be 619-204-6237.
619-204-6237.
It should be that. It's my mom's. Yeah, 6237.
Hold one moment. I'm accessing that phone number.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what is the name that's on the account?
It should be under Paula Gonzalez. That's my mom.
You have to spell that.
It's P-A-U-L-A, and then Gonzalez is G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. It could have Lopez in there too, L-O-P-E-Z.
You said Paula Gonzalez Lopez?
It could be just Paula Gonzalez or Paula Gonzalez Lopez, her married and maiden name. Sometimes she puts both or one.
Spell Gonzalez.
G-O-N-Z as in zoo, A-L-E, and another Z.
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Correct.
And Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
Yes. And it might just be Paula Gonzalez. Sometimes she uses the other last name or just both first and last.
Bear with me, it's loading. Okay. Okay, nothing's in the system under the phone number 619 204 6237.
Okay. Should be that one. Let me ask her if she put it maybe under the house number, even though we don't use that number anymore. Let's see.
And that's the one that might be on the system. What is the house number?
Yeah. Let me ask her because I don't know it by memory. ¿Dónde está mi ma? Ma, este, el número de celular no es el que usabas para las órdenes de Best Buy porque no lo encuentran. ¿Usabas el número de la casa de antes?
No, ese es, y luego también ponen de la Jackie por si las dudas.
So, ¿cuál es el de la Jackie?
Allá 619.
You can try 619.
995.
995. What's the rest?
I don't know.
Oh. Hold on.
1530.
Dice que no sale ahí. Dice que la señora que cuando llamas a este número es porque los de Best Buy pusieron una work order. Pusieron una orden para trabajar contigo.
619-995-1530.
Yes. Es lo que le dije. Le dijo que cuando llamas ahí es para eso.
And they didn't give you any number, like a work
order.
No,
they just no. Dice que no tuvieron un número de trabajo de orden. Dijo que no.
No, es que dile que.
Because I'm telling my mom that, you know, that it's already expired, but she's not understanding that part. No hablan español, ma.
Es que ellos no van a darte ninguna orden porque ya está vencido mi póliza.
Yes, she's just saying that because it's expired, they didn't give us that. So they were just referring us like, hey, call this number. You're going to have to pay out of pocket and get somebody to go and see, you know, what could be wrong with the refrigerator. That's what we were told.
Really? Now, they could have did, they supposed to have did that at the store, even if it's out of pocket. They take the money. We just fill the order.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause I called, my mom called, and they were telling us, like, hey, you know, it's already expired, but we can't, you know, we don't do outside repairs. And then my mom, you know, just got this, call this number, the 1-800-920-8337, where we're speaking, and then they, and this is from San Diego, and they could see about helping you with the refrigerator. Pero dice la señora que cuando ellos no son los que agarran el dinero. Ellos, el Best Buy, los usan ellos como una compañía y ponen el número de orden y ya luego ellos vienen para que la gente trabaje en las cosas, no nomás así regular.
Sí, pero como...
So ya estoy diciendo que ellos no hacen como trabajo independiente nomás para visitar.
No, pues,
so it says,
no,
so then is it that you guys don't do like independent repairs, right? It's you're like subcontracted through Best Buy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then I guess we would just have to kind of check around with like just independent services that have those folks that can come out and repair.
Yes, if they can't create an order for it.
So we can maybe call them and say, if you're able to create a work order, they'll work with us. But if you don't create a work order and you don't give us that number, then we don't have something to reference for them to follow up on.
Yes, I have to pull an
order. Is that how it works?
And they create the orders.
Yeah. Okie doke. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.